I'm afraid you've had this question a lot this year, but I would love it if you would share your thoughts as you look back on almost four decades with the Tokyo String Quartet.
Yes. Well, in the beginning, it started out a telephone conversation with the original first violinist, Koichiro Harada. He called me in Japan while I was studying at Soho School of Music, and he asked me point blank, if you, I would interested to join the Tokyo Quartet, and of course I, you know, I love playing quartet, and particularly Tokyo Quartet. There's no question. So it took a very short time to say yes. I would love to join the quartet, but what I didn't realize is that I would be living in America more over 40 years, My life was completely changed since that 5 seconds. And now I look back, that 5 seconds was the key moment, no doubt about that. And after that, in the first 6 years or so, it took quite a while for me to feel, yes, I'm the member of the Tokyo Quartet. And from then on, you know, all of us never looked back and tried to do our best to be the best quartet that we can be.
The Tokyo String Quartet plays on a set of very special instruments owned by Niccolo Paganini at one time, built by Stradivarius. Do you remember what it was like when you first acquired them?
Yes, it's been, 18 years? And yes, it's a very unique experience that we used to play Amati, so we have some experience of playing made by same maker, but this Stradivarius, what is different is I think it has a four different soul in this set of Stradivarius, so we all have to deal differently with each instrument. So, for instance, the two violins are 47 years apart. My violin was made in 1680, and Martin's violin is made in 1727. So, naturally, there's a big difference. But when we all play together, something happens in the spirit of the violin that they all speak same language.
Are there a lot of old friends and acquaintances that come to your concerts in this season to share favorite stories with you?
There are some people who have been to our concert, and sometimes I'm amazed how good memory they have. I just met a gentleman. I was talking to him just the other day, and he remembered the concert I played outside of the quartet. I played the viola in Schubert Trout Quintet, and I played the duet concert with my ex-wife, and he even remembered the program that we played. That was quite amazing.
Yeah. Well, finally, would you tell me about the concert this Saturday, which features Schubert, Beethoven, and Webern? A little bit about each piece, if you would.
Yes. We're starting out with Beethoven Opus 95, and that piece is very innovative and in a certain way not very classical piece. He's trying to try out so many different things, and he tried to do this in as compact as he can be. And so this piece usually is very unique in the program, but with this program that we're starting out with Beethoven, I find that the Serioso might be the most normal sounding quartet, because the second piece, Webern, is highly romantic piece, and I think it might be influenced by Schoenberg, Verklärungsnacht, Transfigured Night. So in the spirit, it's very romantic, but somewhat distorted. The harmony is quite dense and more adventurous. And the last piece, Schubert, is as most of his last piece, such as the cello quintet, is enormous, it's like listening to Bruckner Symphony. The music is so huge. Sometimes you feel you're lost in this gigantic form, but it's there.
That's a very good description. When I played it on the air earlier this week,
it
was hugely dramatic and a little bit desolate at times.
Yes, that's true.
Is there any hint of nostalgia in the way you guys are playing, knowing that things are coming to a natural end?
Somewhat, particularly, you know, knowing this is the last quartet he wrote. And actually, in Japan, we are playing this program, consists by Haydn Opus 103, the last quartet he wrote. It's actually not even complete. And we're playing Bartok number 6 and Schubert D major, which is also the last quartet he wrote. So everything is last. And we're playing the last concert. It will be in Japan. So I don't know how I would feel, but I can imagine I could be very emotional after this concert.
I hope you can hold it together.
I hope so.
Well, thank you very much for taking this short time with us.
Thank you. Bye-bye.